Las Vegas Wranglers have a new coach. Welcome to Hockey Talk, your Las Vegas Wranglers devoted podcast on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, your host, along with Steve Silver, the Wranglers beat writer for the Sun. Steve, Wranglers are in the news again this week. They've hired a coach. Give us a rundown, brother. Who's the new guy, and what does he bring to the franchise?
Yeah, well, after 6 years and only one coach, Glenn Gullitson, he's going to AHL, so they didn't go too far, stuck within the division. They went to Stockton Thunder assistant Ryan Mougenot, but 2.5 years with Fresno. He was a Fresno Falcons assistant under Matt Thomas. Last year, interesting scenario played out. Fresno went bankrupt, essentially shut down mid-year. So Stockton hired the coaching staff from Fresno, Matt Thomas and his assistant. So this guy, Ryan Mougenot, he went to Stockton, finished out the year. The Wranglers actually played Stockton in the playoffs, went to a 7-game series in the Pacific Division Finals. The Wranglers won in that Game 7, and now he's coming down to Vegas, very familiar with the team. The Wranglers owner, Charles Davenport, owned part of the Falcons for this guy's first year with Fresno. So they knew each other, from talking to different people, seems like him and Glenn Gullitson had a pretty good relationship as well. So he might have been on that short list of coaches that Gully recommended.
Well, Steve, I know a lot of our listeners and readers on LasVegasSun.com, the big question on their mind is this new coach going to be able to carry on the tradition? Las Vegas has been to the playoffs the last 4 years. It was there 5 of the 6 years it's been in existence. Is this new coach going to keep up that high-scoring offense that everybody loves? Is the red light going to be flashing? Are the Wranglers going to continue to be at the top of the league?
Well, that's the big question. I don't know, because so much at this level is about recruiting players, and I say recruiting because you have some top college kids who don't have NHL contracts who could really go to any of the minor league teams, and it's a matter of getting them here, finding players in the independent leagues around in Canada, in the South, the Southern Professional Hockey League, finding those players. Player management, personnel management is really a huge part of the job, because this guy's going to be the head coach, the general manager, the assistant coach. He's going to be everything. As of now, there will not be an assistant coach. There might be a volunteer type of part-time, just a home ice assistant to really help run practice, because you can't run practice alone. But as of now, he's taking it all, a 33-year-old guy. Glenn Gullitson was young when he took over the Wranglers, so that's nothing new. It's going to be a matter of how does he manage injuries, players getting called up, things like that.
Well, the thing that stands out for me is that he's real familiar with the ECHL. As a player in 2002-03, he won the Kelly Cup with Atlantic City. So he knows the competition in the league. He knows what it takes to win in the league because he's been there and done that.
Yeah, and when you talk to him, you almost forget that you're not talking to Glenn Gullitson, because they have similar accents and similar mannerisms. They both have that very Canadian type of hockey way of talking, and he did say, you know, Las Vegas gives him a chance where it's a winning organization. Some of the key returning players, they expect to win. That's what Las Vegas does. I mean, playoffs, five of the six seasons. So that helps. There's a culture of winning that he talked about, but he does want to make the team faster. He wants them to go north to south, be a fast, speedy team that scores a lot of goals. He said it's going to be a particularly exciting form of hockey for the fans to come out and watch. To counter that, to be able to play that type of hockey, you also have to have a good defense. So to see what he's able to do with the defense, what goalies he can bring in, that'll be big too.
Well, yeah, you're listening to Hockey Talk here on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, your host, along with Sun beat writer Steve Silver. We're breaking down the new hire for the Wranglers. Of course, Steve, there will be a press conference on Tuesday where he's introduced to folks, and we'll probably get a closer look. The new coach is from Ontario, and just by reading your story on the site, it seems like he is really entrenched in the sport. He is part owner and operator of the Durham Hockey Institute, which is a hockey school in Toronto. When you talk to him,
he's played all over. He's played all over. I don't know, 25 different cities, it seems like. But
he was in Montreal doing some scouting work for this week's draft.
Yes. And as a player, he bounced around ECHL, IHL. He was in the AHL for a bit. Little time on Team Canada too. And yeah, he's in Montreal right now for the draft. Again, looking at those late round guys. Obviously, Calgary Flames still the affiliate. Who's going to come in? The key thing about this hire is it happened fast. It happened very fast, and it happened before July 1st because July is the big month for signing players and figuring out who's going where. So they've got someone in place, and they can move forward pretty swiftly.
You got that, Steve. Good work on your reporting, as usual. Las Vegas Wranglers with the new coach. We had it first on LasVegasSun.com. Good work, Steve. Minor league hockey, the Wranglers are equivalent of like double A for baseball. So you're not going to get the star guy who, you know, the coach who's one step away from the NHL. But this is a break-in job.
But the Wranglers have put people up.
The Wranglers have put people up. I'm saying as a coach, this is, from what it appears to me, a break-in type of job where you're going to be able to learn on the job, make some mistakes, figure out how to organize the team. And it worked out with Gulley because Gulley's gone on. I think he's going to end up in the NHL one day. So why not take a chance on somebody with the pedigree of the new coach? I think it's a great hire. I'm not a hockey fanatic like everybody you talk to or yourself, but I think that this guy in due time will be able to learn the ropes of the team and turn everybody into happy campers.
Yeah, and it, to me, you know, it seems like he's doing the progressions. He was a player for 10 years. He's been an assistant coach for 3 years. Now it's his time to be a head coach. Obviously, you do have to win, but I think he has some room for error this year. You know, he doesn't have to go out and win the Kelly Cup this year. He just has to put out a competitive team. The test comes in year two and year three, and then the team might have to move on, but that's for a podcast many, many moons down the road.
Well, Steve, thanks for your reporting as usual. Another edition of Hockey Talk in the books. Folks, get to the site Tuesday. We're going to meet the new coach at the press conference. We'll have some audio so you can hear what he's got to say about the franchise. Thanks for listening.